Hey guys, when you guys were talking about monsters that rap or whatever, like rap monsters, I was thinking, what if they had like a special microphone that like was the source of their power, like a monster mic, or like maybe something that had magic in it, like a hypnosis mic? I don't know. Just spitballing here. Anyways, hit me back if you guys want to collab or anything. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm going to the convenience store to get combos. Or what snack can I get from the convenience store? Love you. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here. Mike, it's Friday. Come on, let's go. Are you ready for this? Okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine. It's Friday, Mike. We're heading on into the, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Yeah, that's right, JF. Big 11-day weekend coming up for my kid because they closed his school for coronavirus. So, big 11-day weekend for him. Huge. Huge for him.
I've not heard of this. What was it they closed for? What was it? Yeah, it's going really bad here, Mike. It's going super, super, super bad. But I know your boy is jamming because the new Drake and the new Kanye just dropped. Oh!
What the fuck?
That's kind of cool, huh? A couple of guys who were a lot better 10 years ago than they are now, and they're still kind of limping along, just waiting for it all to end, you know? And then you got Drake and Kanye with their new albums. Mike, I swear to God!
Incredible. Now, how did you do it?
They're really bad. I listened. Did you hear any of them? Have you heard any of them?
I heard some of that Kanye album. You know,
woof.
But I didn't listen to all of it. Yeah, I didn't hear that Drake album or whatever. You know,
there's a Project Pat feature on there. There's a couple of future tracks on there.
I love a Project Pat.
Yeah, there's something you could check out. You could put that on YouTube and see what's going on with that. Everything else is just kind of like yeah. Seems like he's just kind of hanging out, you know. And I think that's fine. You got a lot of money. You want to just hang out and do your thing. That's cool. Obviously, we'd all love to do it. We'd all love to switch places with Drake, goes without saying. But you don't have to make, this is what I would say. You don't have to make an album. I think everyone would be like, okay. But you just didn't
have. Made an album?
You didn't have anything on this. We're not expecting you to have something. You can't have this many things to say. Episode 217 here of YKS. You know, like Rihanna over there, she just makes underwear now. Everyone says, when's the next Rihanna album coming out? She's like, I'm making underwear.
I was thinking about this the other day or yesterday because I was thinking of, I saw that picture of Jay Leno that, did Mitch post it or did you post it?
Yeah, I sent it to you guys. Jay Leno, like, wow, and Kevin Eubanks.
He's standing next to Kevin Eubanks on the set of his show. What was that show?
It's their new, they have like a game show, which I thought was something that normally happened in the summer. Don't they normally do those in the summer? Because it's like no one's paying attention anyways. It's called, I think it's called You Bet Your Life with Jay Leno. And they're giving money away for, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason.
I was just like, I mean, you're Jay Leno. You made it. You're the top comedian in America. You have nothing else. There's no, and.
You got nothing left to prove, man.
But I was just like, why is the guy still like, why is he working still?
Why is he still grinding? Yeah. And that's the thing is people, the joke with Jay Leno is, of course, right, never touch this Tonight Show money. Okay, he made all this money on this Tonight Show, never touched it, never spent it. That's how, I guess, you're supposed to infer from that he was very financially, like, conservative, or like he was very, like, he had a
guy.
Yeah.
Bitcoin guy.
But like, here's my thing. Instead of going, wow, that's goals, I'm thinking, what a psycho. Why would you not spend that money?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What are you keeping it for?
I was like, why is, I mean, guy's got every cool car you could ever want.
Every
idolizing Jay Leno. You could have been born at any point in history. You were born in the same time Jay Leno was around. Isn't that crazy?
That's one of Drake's new tracks. I don't understand that at all. Like, I do think, you know, if you got enough money to set away for retirement so that you're not at zero when you're like 66 years old, I think that's a really good idea. Like, try to do that if you can. But otherwise, you can't take it with you, man. You might trip and fall and hit your head and it's over. And you've got all your Tonight Show money sitting there in some savings account. What the fuck? Who cares? What are you going to do with it? It's like a weird, it's like an Egyptian thing. Like bury me with all of my weird jalopies and money. Like I just don't.
If somebody dies and they have a lot of money in the bank, they should give it to me. Or.
Okay.
Or maybe like a somebody else, but me first. Because I thought of it.
Obviously, it was your idea, so you're going to get taken care of first. Yeah,
I got dibs.
That's a new the new lottery system. Somebody croaks, and we all throw in, and we say, you should have to download an app, of course, so they can harvest your data, and then you click, I want to be in on the, I don't know, Prince. I mean, we all loved Prince, but like it would be crazy if you were like, okay, Prince died. I'm mourning him for a little while. Then you find out you get to go live in Prince's house. What? Holy shit. You know, this is crazy.
You just get to go stay at like Neverland or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's one we just keep. It's like a museum or something, maybe. But I have been, I can't remember if I talked about this on the show or on the stream, but I've really been going into my, I've been going into my fantasy chamber and thinking about where would be a good place on Earth to live? Where would be a better place than the number one COVID place?
Yeah.
And the guy who's sitting up there very stupidly saying, I'm going to do all the other bad laws that everyone else is already doing. So first of all, he can't even think of it on his own. Pathetic. Loser. But he also wants to do the horrible things as well. And I'm just thinking, what would be a good place to go to? So the first thing you do, I think, as an American is you cross out the rest of the world because they do not want you to move there. Right.
Exactly. And it's too hard. You can't speak the language or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Maybe just stay around here, but into like a nicer part of this place.
Just down the road a little bit. But I've been, what have you thought? I feel like I've heard you say something like this before. I've been thinking in my brain, wow, Pacific Northwest kind of seems nice, huh?
Yeah. I've been thinking about that too. Doesn't that seem nice out there? Washington.
Yeah.
Or Oregon. I guess Oregon is like a.
Right.
Is like a there's a bunch of Proud Boy guys over there or something.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the issue. I was looking around.
There's a conservative.
It is
government over there, huh?
It's America, right? So that's. I mean, there is going to be that. There's going to be that everywhere. So what I'm finding is there's no place on Earth or in America that I can move to that is significantly cheaper and nicer than here, right? Because you want to thread the needle, right? You want to get a place where there's less psychos and it's not extremely expensive to live. And I just don't think that actually exists. But I'd like to crowdsource this. And can you guys tell us where you live? Send us an email. Tell us
what's so great about your little town.
I'd like to know. Doing like a weird Huell Hauser thing.
Mike and JF, poor America.
But I was doing, I'll tell you exactly where I was, I thought would be so cool. So I was looking around and I was like, okay, Washington. Okay. That seems like a cool place. I can dig the weather close to Canada, close to Vancouver, Dan, that could be a fun day trip situation hanging out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You've got mountains, you've got water, you've got outdoor activities. Okay. There's a little bit of space there as well. Cause you know, we live in the South. We're used to having a little bit of space, not right up next to your neighbors. I got dogs that are not well behaved. I would feel really bad moving to a place and subjecting a neighbor to my horrible animals. So I was like, what sounds good? And then I looked at a place called, I swear to God, this place is called Battleground, Washington.
Yeah.
And you do a quick search for that. And it's like, neo-fascist movement, Proud Boys declare Battleground, Washington as their home base of like, what the That's fuck? Cool. How can I not?
Can't escape this nasty motherfuckers.
I know. Just imagining moving clear across the country, all my animals, my whole family, missing all of our friends and family, and getting there and seeing some doofus in a huge truck drive down the street with a big
huge flag. Man, there was a guy like that yesterday when I was taking a kid to school. Just fucking. Huge Trump flag on the back of your truck. Disgusting.
I don't want to see it.
Of course, I ran him off the road.
Pit maneuver, spun him
out. Got out of there.
But I don't know. Maybe Oregon would be cool. You got the trade off in Oregon, income tax, sales tax. Okay, there's no sales tax there. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
You go buy a computer, you don't have the extra 10% on the top. That's kind of a neat thing.
Buy computers all day.
Yeah, you can buy computers. Buy as many computers as you want. Oregon, come on. Send us an email with where you live. Address not necessary, but appreciated. Subject line, nice to live here. Live here good. Something like that. We want to know, where's a good place to live and escape everything that's incredibly bad? Until then, Mike, we're stuck here. And I guess the only thing we have to do is give an update on an old Kickstarter. Oh, man. Okay, Mike. What, you know what? What if Atlantis was real? That could be cool.
I mean, that would be insane.
Yeah, I guess it would be weird. Yeah, I guess it would be weird. You know what I liked is in the Godzilla versus Kong. No, sorry. In Godzilla 2, when they go and they have to wake up Godzilla with a nuke. I thought my alarm clock was annoying. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, hit snooze for another 30 million years, you know. When they go down there, he has his own little secret city in the water.
Yeah.
I could kind
Godzilla
of...
Godzilla City, yeah.
I could kind of dig that. There's like some there's like some statues, maybe of you down in your own little city, and it's nice and quiet and dark, you know.
Yeah, gotta get some air down here, though.
Just to... Always a catch! And
also, there's also Proud Boys down there.
No! There's Proud Boys into the ocean, too? God!
Swimming around.
All right, Mike. Remember this? The first official Back to the Future limited edition watch. Do you remember this from episode 131? Oh, please say you do.
I do actually remember this one, JF. This was the watch that was supposed to be affiliated with Back to the Future in some way.
Unclear,
because it does not look like anything to do with anything. It just looks like a shitty watch.
That's right. It does look... it looks like a gym floor, like underneath a Casio. I don't know what the advantage of having a very small watch face on a large watch is. Because I feel like now, if you're buying a watch, you're sort of thinking, you have to make the decision, do I want the smartwatch or do I want the regular watch? You have to make the call. Do I want the little screen on my wrist or do I just want to be able to tell time only? But I don't think you're ever making the decision, do I want like a piece of wood to be most of the watch, right? That's not...
It's just, at least not in this, like I've seen wood watches or whatever, dumb fucking little things or whatever, but they are what they are. But this thing is like a steel and wood, but the face of the watch is like more than half covered up with a piece of wood. So it's like all you have is these, the digital display, the LCD.
And is wood something from the movie? Like, does he go back to the future? He's like, wow, there's so much wood in the past. Or does that?
Yeah, he goes. Yeah, I think it was the first one. He gets in the time machine and goes back and sees his apartment when they had before they put carpeting over it.
Why did they carpet over it? It looks so nice.
It's beautiful hardwood. It's gonna be 100 years old.
Sure, you could sand and refinish, but. Yeah, I don't understand this at all. It also has a different, it has a strap also. So if you don't get the metal strap, you can get the one that's inspired by the puffy vest that Marty McFly wears in the movie, I guess. Seems like a stretch. It's red and it does have the little like.
Just a way for them to part things out. And more shit for people in the comments to say, I received the strap, but I didn't receive my watch, or I received...
Way to make more mistakes. Yeah, exactly right. And that's what happened, because, yeah, the comments are exactly that. I haven't gotten mine yet. As a reminder, look, this one, when we talked about it on 131, had $29,000. It ended up with about $35,000, $36,000. It ended, I think, in, what, September? That was the last update. It says the project was due to be fulfilled in April of 2020. But as of 6 months ago, we've got people saying, I don't have anything. Does anyone know what's going on? We've got people saying this is a very bizarre complaint. I got the strap, but no watch. And you might think that's just one in a million, but then several people are saying, I got the strap and not the watch. Why are you sending them separate? Shouldn't they all be in the same box?
I don't know.
I'm not a watch guy.
I just got the phone. I'm old school. I just look at my phone.
Hey, man. I'm one of the OGs. I jerk off using my phone in the bathroom. Okay, I don't know what they got going on. Yeah, that's just imagine my thing. Let's see. Here's a review from Shane. It says, "Wow, Universal fucked up big time endorsing these guys. LOL, and so did I. First off, I pledged for 2 watches, which I received along with the straps I wanted, but in the survey, I got 1 of each size, but they're both the same size." Okay, sizing issues. Also,
I'm already confused.
He says, also, my God, does the LED through the wood look awful? Because that's the part of the bottom of it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's, you can show 2 different time zones, or maybe there's an alarm on the bottom as well. He says, it's hard to read the time, and they think we can read the damn day of the week on there. 100% false advertising and failure to deliver on what I paid for. We'll definitely be going after them to fix these issues, and by the looks of all the negative comments, I think they will be hearing from Universal pretty soon. LMAO. I doubt that. I think Universal probably doesn't care at all what happened to you and your stupid watch.
I forgot about this part of it. Yeah. Oh, man. If you scroll down, I forgot. I can't believe I forgot the stupid part of it. That's why. That's why it's inspired by Back to the Future, because it just has the fucking numbers that look like on the dashboard of the DeLorean or whatever. That's the connection.
Wait.
Bottom through the wood. Man, that sucks, huh?
Oh, they use the font that says like 1985, yeah. Whatever.
What does it mean? It's just a watch font. It's just stupid.
That doesn't do anything for me. Okay. Well,
that's stupid.
Oh, Mike, plus it says here it takes over 71.7 gigawatts to charge up and go to the... I don't know what it is in the movie. Sorry. Well, let's see. How much did these fucking things cost? They were like $429 for 3 or... Okay, 180 euros for a watch and 2 straps. So that ain't nothing. That ain't cheap. That you would expect... If I paid that much money for a watch... I would expect to get the strap and the watch in the box. That would be my bare minimum moving forward. I would need that much, I think.
We'll talk about whether or not I can read it later on. But as long as I get the product.
Yeah, then I think we'll be okay. Well, that's the first official Back to the Future limited edition watch. I bet they wish they could go back in time and not order the...
Yeah.
Right?
Like you did in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. All right, that's the update on the old Kickstarter gang. Now it's time for the 6-pack. But first, a word from our sponsors. Like today's YKS, sponsored by Signal Wire. Whoa, Signal Wire.
Holy cow.
That's what I'm saying. When I got my hands on some of these real-time video technology experiences, which are interactive... I thought they were impossible.
First off, is this an April Fool?
Right.
You know? Right. And I got angry because I don't like being taken advantage of.
No, and I've actually learned that over the years. As I go into tricking you and you get more and more violent with your responses to how I'm tricking you, I'm kind of picking up like maybe I should just get like a gift basket or something would be nice. Like some different kinds of crackers and cheeses and stuff might be cool. Instead of making him think his car's on fire, making him think his house is on fire, setting his foot on fire.
Lots of fire stuff.
Bit of a fire bug. Signal Wire, I'll tell you what, has no bugs in it. Probably Signal Wire would be my guess. If you're using the latest release would be my disclosure for that. Signal Wire gives developers access to broadcast quality, ultra low latency video for everything from video collaboration tools for film and TV studios and Fortune 500 enterprises, to engaging virtual events for the American Cancer Society, even one-of-a-kind, fully interactive virtual concerts. Gone are the days where you're at your concert, you're saying, hey, down in front, and somebody's up there and they're passing around something in their hands that kind of, you know, I mean, depending on the concert you're going to, sometimes I'll pass something around, you kind of go, you know.
Yeah, I don't like this. I'd rather be at a virtual concert at home on my computer or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. In the safety of your own home, nothing's getting passed around, nobody's walking in front of you, and nobody's shaking up sodas and spraying them all over your nice new shirt. See why the future of video communication is being built on SignalWire with easy-to-deploy APIs and SDKs. In most popular programming languages and expert support from the real OGs, that's original geeks, of course, of software-defined telecom technology. SignalWire is a complete unified platform for integrating video as well as voice and messaging capabilities into any application. Oh, you thought they forgot voice and messaging capabilities. Oh!
You messed up. Try it today at SignalWire.com and use code YKS for $25 in developer credit. JF.
That's what's up, Mike. I'm going to head on over to SignalWire.com and use code YKS for $25 in developer credit right now. Today's episode also brought to you by HelloFresh. Mike, fall is busy, but HelloFresh recipes save time you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping so you can get back to what matters, which in your case, of course, is putting the little turkey tail on your butt. And wearing the little pilgrim hat and waddling around the house and saying, it's time to stuff me.
I did that one time. And you refused to let it go.
I'm so excited about fall, Mike. The leaves are, they're changing color. They're coming off the trees.
They're doing something out there. I hear them.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to open up my window to see exactly what's going on outside, but I can hear the ruckus. And I'm looking forward to what comes over the coming months as I slowly freeze to death in my home. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. A lot of times my dinner is more of a dramedy because we've got the laughs, but we've shed a few tears as well, you know? It kind of makes you think about...
Really? Exhausting sounds like really sounds bad.
Yeah, it's also 2 hours long. Your Grant is in it. Mike, recently we had the divine pleasure of enjoying some HelloFresh meals. I myself, I took two meals. I gave you one meal. You know, when they set you up with three and there's two guys in a geographic location,
Couldn't really King Solomon that shit.
Yeah, no, you couldn't really figure it out. I kept for myself the crispy maple mustard chicken with roasted potato wedges and carrots. Let me tell you, this was a home run. This is one that my wife was taken in to lunch the next day, and she came home and said, ooh, 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 I loved my leftovers from HelloFresh. rubbing it in my face that I wasn't the one who kind of came up with it myself, but compliments to the HelloFresh chefs. We also had the smoky barramundi with brown butter drizzle, mashed potatoes, and roasted broccoli. That's some good eats. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't take the fish into the office, okay, to microwave. You don't want to microwave fish in the break room. But when you're in the comfort of your own home with HelloFresh, I mean, fall is right around the corner.
You can microwave whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, within reason, I think, for sure. A lot of great stuff from HelloFresh.
The meal you gave me, JF, was a delicious bologna sandwich on, what was it, white bread with yellow mustard. It was amazing.
Mike, you're forgetting the lettuce. There should have been one slice of lettuce for you to split amongst the four sandwiches, I believe. sometimes you'll get one in the bag and you're like, oh, I don't know if this goes with the barramundi or the chicken. Which one does this go with? And you got to kind of figure it out. But we got it all sorted out. Mike enjoyed his meal. I enjoyed mine as well. You want to enjoy some meals without having to think about it while fall's right around the corner? Here you go. Here's what I recommend you do. You go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14. Use that code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. YKS and HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit and America's number one snacks. That's us.
Oh, it's six-pack time. Six pack time.
Okay, Mike, it's time to do the six pack.
What is this?
Well, you've probably forgot because we took such a long break in between, and there's no reason to say it because they don't even know. There's no way they have way of knowing.
To them, it was like,
yeah.
To them, it was like that.
But I thought it would be dishonest to not address the change in energy over the last couple of hours. Obviously, I feel different than I did earlier this morning. You're obviously in a different place, mentally speaking. Dan hasn't moved physically from his location.
he's in the clouds.
But we're back now. We're ready to take care of you. Don't worry. Everybody relax. It's time to do the six pack, gang. And I'm going to do the first one. I'm going to take it right out of Mike's hands. Fuck you, Mike. It's time to do the Bottle Plus. Bottle Plus, create sparkling Water. Oh, yeah.
Wow, I just clicked on it again, and the number is going up like the national deficit clock.
Oh.
It's just fucking...
Well, and that's good, Mike. This is actually something you could pass on to your kids, just like we're doing the mountain of debt that we owe to China. And, you know,
yeah, you do something with this. I don't know.
Let's play this video.
1 hour and 12 minutes.
Obnoxious video, by the way.
Weird, yeah, weird voice guy.
3 hours, 23 minutes, and a lot of movement.
So it's a guy running around, running up to people in public.
Yeah, but he's dressed weird in a funny way.
And he's opening that's the bottle bottles. The bottle plus.
Perfectly fresh.
He's doing that.
Is a bottle plus.
Okay.
Not only is the sparkling.
He's doing that Disney voice that people have been doing, right?
Disgusting. Air hole those people immediately. Firing squad.
Okay, but it's a firing squad that shoots out the little flag that says bang, so everybody's
having fun. Oh, phew.
They're really scared, though.
Yeah, we're just scaring them.
Arguably traumatized, yeah. So he's going around, he's opening these bottles, and he's saying, psh, oh, I can tell you were... It sounds like you were having public sex in the park with this in your pot. It sounds like you were getting jostled around in a sexual way in one of the porta potties in the public park.
You can tell he's dressed like him.
Yeah, he's nasty. He's rubbing on himself when he's guessing how long the bottles have been. But this is all about keeping the sparkling water fresh. Okay, you love drinking sparkling water, but want to get rid of plastic bottles? Meet Bottle Plus. The portable soda maker with an integrated and refillable CO2 tank that allows you to create your own sparkling water anytime and anywhere without single-use plastics. Okay, how the hell does this fucking work? I'm blown away.
I actually started to look into it, but I think it's just a magic spell that a sorcerer whipped up in some type of cauldron. And created this. I don't know what explanation you can have for this, JF. This is... sparkling water on the go. How do you have that, and it doesn't get shaken up and go flat?
It doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. I'm starting to freak out a little bit. Doing like a Stephen King thing. My reality is slipping. This is what it is. It's a bottle. It's meant to look like one big unit, but if you want to look at one of those big unit, you can look at my pull down there my
look at the video tier.
Pull down my pants. Pull down my pants.
Get his cock out, gang.
Pull down my pants. But in actuality, there's a top piece and a bottom piece. And if you want to take a look at a top and bottom piece, get the video. Give me $8. I'll show you my cock. what it actually is the bottom piece has a little tank and a little miniature tank of CO2 in it. And there's a button you can hit to release the CO2 into the bottle. It's kind of like those special cups at the ball game that'll fill the beer from the bottom of the cup, that's another thing that I'm not sure how that works.
Don't know. It's magic like, also.
Is there like a hole in it that it shoots into the hole?
I think that it, again, I think the only explanation is that there's magic involved because I don't understand a lot of
somebody
technology.
Found a secret gem. but this lets you keep your stuff on the go. Then you bring it home. You say, oh, my little cap in the bottom has run out of CO2. So then you pop it onto basically their soda stream like thing, except for it also fills from the bottom. Wow. And so it's this little cylinder that sits there. So I don't know. It's kind of an interesting idea. But for me, and I'm a guy who drinks a lot of sparkling water. I don't know. How are you doing over there on sparkling water, Mike?
Notice that I drank too much of this stuff the other day. I was like, so I started drinking the regular water. And sometimes that fucking shit hits. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes a cold drink of water just hits the spot more than a fucking bubbly. I mean, you got all these flavors now, JF.
Yeah, here we go.
Come on. Hibiscus. Oh, my.
Okay.
One of the famous kings.
Was serious. Yeah. Somebody was in the office looking through their history book. Let's see here. What kind of flavors can we come up with next? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know.
Meanwhile, oh. I'm the jock Chad over there going, hey, have we tried strawberry yet? And
we should try,
you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to kick that guy's ass, I just thought of. That guy I just invented made me so mad.
Pissed me the fuck off.
I drink a lot of it as well. I'll do, throughout my day, I'm drinking regular water classic. I'm drinking the sparkling water. Maybe I'm drinking one of them.
Water throwback, yeah.
I'm drinking the sparkling water that has caffeine in it. Sometimes I'm drinking the sparkling water with no caffeine. Occasionally I'll throw in a Coke Zero into the mix. I'll have a sugar-free Red Bull as well in the morning if I'm feeling like I really need to attack my day.
Yeah, those Red Bulls are trouble, man. They're just candy, you know. The watermelon one's so good. The coconut one's so good.
I know. They are really good.
You gotta chill on those.
Well, here's what the soda manufacturers are doing. I don't know if people are hip to this yet, but check this out the next time you're headed down the aisle. Not on your wedding day. Don't be thinking about Red Bull on your wedding day. I mean, I know it gives you wings and your partner looks like an angel. Oh, you're going to go the other way. Okay. Two different guys' views on weddings. But if you look, you go down the aisle, here's what they do. They get you hooked on the sugar-free and the zero-calorie version. Then they pull it. And then they say, well, here's the full sugary Shuggy version, all Shuggy, this is what they do. They did the Coke with coffee. They had this where there was zero sugar and now it's gone. And they say, well, here's the regular stuff. Hopefully that's just as good. And you know what? It's actually much better, but that's not the point. this is not what I needed. So I'll drink a little bit of everything, but here's what I don't necessarily need. I don't necessarily need to take it with me. I'll just have whatever. If I'm out, I'll just take whatever you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm okay
to come home, you know.
And this is, and people are going to say, JF, you never leave the house anyway, so of course this isn't for you. For people like me, I'm always on the go. I need to have my sparkling water. I would say, first of all, you're being a woke millennial who's trying to cancel me. That's the number one thing I would say. And if that didn't work, I would run away because I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
But this is patent pending, developed in Switzerland, which that's a good place. Maybe we should move to Switzerland if that's possible. There, huh? That would be kind of cool. You can throw this thing in the dishwasher, which is kind of neat. And the colors look cool too. I like the colors that they've got on here. But here's where the catch is at. And this is where it's really going to get you. If you really want the full kit and caboodle, how much is this going to cost you? It looks like, if you want the bottle plus with the lid. Yeah, I want the fucking, yeah, the lid. I don't need
a lid.
You keep the lid. And the adapter as well as the home refilling station. It's going to run you about $166 on the early bird level, which is more than I'm willing to commit to a bottle right now. I mean, look here what I'm drinking out of. Look how fucked up this crap is. I've been drinking out of this for weeks. This is the one...
What is that? That's a single-use plastic bottle you got out of the garage or something.
That's exactly right.
In the garage.
But it's reduce, reuse, recycle. I reduce the amount of water I'm drinking by drinking more sugar-free Red Bull. I'm reusing the bottle a bunch of times until it gets all disgusting and deformed, and then I throw it in the recycling, and then they sell it to China, and they throw it in a dump.
That's smart.
I'm doing everything I can possibly do.
And if just like 5 or 10 more people do that a month, we could probably make a dent in the global warming thing for sure.
Oh boy, we're fucked on that, huh? Here's the thing. I had one of the home soda machines, and my experience was that it sucked. I didn't like it very much because the flavors were not very good. It was very expensive to use. About half the time you end up having some kind of catastrophe where you spill the syrup and it gets everywhere, or you overcarbonate and it explodes, or you undercarbonate and everything's too flat. And the whole time you've got this ugly piece of plastic on your countertop, or even worse, you're in the situation I'm in, which is like a year after you got rid of the thing that you don't like. You have this full CO2 container sitting in your drawer and you're just waiting for it to explode and take your head off. Like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. Should I take it to the store? And the last time I took it to the store for a refill, the people working there were like, I don't know what that is. To get that away from me. I can't help you with this. And I just left with it. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this thing, but I'm kind of scared it's going to go off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, is that possible?
It's kind of cool to be supporting the state of Israel, though. Have it on your counter and you look over it once in a while and say, I'm doing my part.
Obviously, that's one of the benefits to the SodaStream. Yeah. So I don't know. I think this is a little bit rich for my blood. I will stick to the throwback water, Kroger style purified drinking water. You can get 16.9 fluid ounces in here. It's about 500 mils on the dot. It does come with a lid also. See? And yeah. It's the bad kind of lid that's
Bad kind of lid that's really small and doing just doing the bare minimum to keep that water in there.
One thread on this. One thread on the lid.
A half a turn.
That's pretty good. The how much did this bad boy raise so far for the Swiss engineering? $103,000 of 29K, 535 backers 26 days ago. Yeah, that is quite a bit of money there on these guys.
It was 70,000 when I put it in here the other day.
Holy shit. Okay, so this thing's popping off and it's really on the way up. Okay. Well, this is one we can check in on for a future update because it made the money, right? That's the thing you got to look for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the Bottle Plus, Mike. What do you got?
JF, I got something called To Find My Dear American Friend, John Everson. We made a t-shirt designed to find my American friend, John Everson, United States Force Korea back in 1972. This guy made a t-shirt to find. It's kind of sweet, actually. I've never had a friendship or anything like that.
Right.
But I think I just admire this guy so much because I guess I want that so bad, you know, somebody to care about me.
Yeah, and you'd answer all their texts and everything when they texted you.
I told you I was having problems. So this guy made a t-shirt, but he also made like a song. And the video is so good. Play this joint here.
Okay. Is this actually 10 minutes long or
is
there
stuff? It's so long. So this guy, this American soldier came to Busan City or whatever.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck that is.
Okay. And, I think he says words.
And like, he met this guy because he was looking for directions or something walking around. And this little boy helped him. And the little boy grew up and was this guy. And he was like, I'll never forget my friend that I met. I thought that was sweet, huh?
What the hell? This is so weird.
So he's trying to find this guy, and we should find him.
What? So he says he was a shoeshine boy at a hotel and volunteered
because he spoke this English. Guy's yeah. Super
okay, I mean that's cool. We rode a bike together. This was 1972. How does he remember this?
Like, I don't remember what I did fucking yesterday.
Okay, well you got some other stuff going on
together.
Okay. I wanted to show you all of my hometown all day long. Okay. I guess he did? How does he know that he would still be friends? I mean, this guy probably is not a good guy, probably.
He gave me a harmonica before you left. You said, I'm from Kansas City. Come visit America.
Okay. Now, is this the music video?
Yeah. Not the one.
No,
playing.
It's not.
Not the what? One playing. It's the one down there. I think it's on here later, but this is fucking 10 minutes long, so we're not going to watch it.
This is okay. Can we get
it's
the music
just text
video?
Over. Go down, scroll down and get to the video.
Okay, that's not it.
That is
right.
The video. That is the music video.
That's it?
Yeah, go play it.
Okay. The music video is 7.5 minutes.
It's so good. Right?
It is good. Oh, he's on like the dock here.
So he has a shirt.
Hi, Mr. John Everson.
All right, this place is the most beautiful beach in Korea, where you gave me the harmonica 50 years ago. I have been missed our memory 50 years ago. Okay, obviously still on his mind. I made a song of our friendship in remembrance of the longing in my heart. This was one day?
What a sweet...
I will go to Kansas City to give you this present. I can't wait to see you soon.
Goodbye, Mr. John Everson. 우리 빨리 만나요.
All right, well. So did he get really good at the harmonica? Is he like a professional harmonica player now?
So he had someone compose this song about his that he wrote about his friend that he met.
Oh wait, friendship so is he song. Is he Jung Jun? Or is he a I different
so.
Person?
I think so.
I mean, this is like an epic ballad over some guy that you met one time.
A very beautiful song.
This is cool. It's a little bit melodramatic, maybe, for my taste. It's kind of soap opera sounding, you know?
The wind blowing in fragrance.
I'm blown away. Is this a joke? Like, is he ripping on this guy?
Well, sometimes when people are friends, they do stuff for each other, JF.
I can't believe how sincere this is. I feel like it's over the swing set. It's 110% sincere, and now I feel like it's a joke.
Tell me what you want to do with your deep blue eyes.
Want to ride a bike? Yeah.
Run down dazzling shore. kind of doesn't.
The meter is unusual for us, just it's not what we're used to.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the idea here? He says, despite the works he had been publishing. Oh, because he wrote a novel about this?
Yeah, he did. He's all in on this friend of his.
So even though he's done all this, he's still been unable to reach John Everson. All he knows is that John Everson was from Kansas City. Though Everson did leave him with his address 50 years ago, the 15-year-old boy was busy taking care of his family and lost his address. Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't expect you to keep. I mean, arguably,
it would scrap of paper for 50 years. It would
border on unhealthy if you were able to keep it for that long, I think. I think you did fine. It's okay. So writer Jun Jung is now praying to find John Everson from Kansas City with My Dear American Friend John Everson T-shirt project. And is hoping to invite his family and other veterans as soon as the pandemic dies down. With Kayoko Yuzawa, sorry, I don't know how to say that, a talented Japanese singer, he is preparing a concert, 50 Years of Longings, where he is going to perform his song in Kansas City. He's going to do a concert for the guy.
Yeah. How sad would it be if we find out he's dead or something?
Of course he's dead.
50 years ago.
This is Earth. Of course he's dead. This is, okay, I'll tell you how this makes me feel. I want to meet John Everson because obviously he's an incredible fucking guy. I can't imagine this having an impact on someone like this. What? Do you remember any have you ever had any like one day friendships? Like you were in a different place and you saw somebody and you hit it off and then that was it?
Never. Never.
I feel like I've had a lot, but I don't know if any, but here's what I'm wondering.
Connected or whatever?
Are there people out there who have started a song for me, trying to find me, my dear American friend, Jesse Farrar? He was so incredible.
American friend, John Hamburger, where have you gone?
What would your reaction be if you found out this was about you? Would you be touched? Would you be weirded out? Would you, buy a ticket to Korea?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I'll block him. Second off, I'll call the police. Third off, I'm finding a gun to defend my home, JF.
Yeah, of course, obviously. you'd have to have him swatted, number one, yeah. This is one of the more sincere projects I think I can ever remember seeing.
Yeah.
Really an incredible. This has left an impact on my heart. I'll say that.
It's so cute.
$1 of this so far for out of 10 grand, one backer, 47 days to go. Is the 10 grand is presumably to put on the big concert, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to download his novel that he wrote. I'm going to read it. I'm going to look through it. Because it's got to be an incredible story.
Very quickly backed off the claim that you will be reading the entire novel. I noticed how that evaporated.
I'm going to skim through it. I'm going to click.
7,800 words. Okay, you could get through that.
Oh my god, I didn't know it was that. It's a lot. Okay.
I don't think
challenge accepted.
Okay. Well, that is very interesting. Wow. I don't even know what to say about that. I hope they meet again. I hope they meet again and they kind of have a same, they kind of have a thing where they're like, oh yeah, I remember you. That was,
We're going to look up John Everson and it's going to be one of those things where he posted like a week before he died of COVID.
Yeah.
That you guys are all sheep or something.
Yeah. What is
one
it?
Those guys.
I don't want to impugn this guy. I assume he's done this where he just Googled John Everson, Kansas City, right? He did do that. So. At least,
I did
right?
a cursory search.
Yeah.
But I could not locate him. Partially because I think he's got to be like 80 years old now and doesn't have a large web presence, probably, I would assume.
Okay.
So, difficult to follow. Find him.
Okay, hang on. Kansas. Okay. I don't know if this is we need to check on the age of the what did he say what the age was in that? Look through there and see if you can find. I'm going to read this press release here. This is from 2009. 22 defendants indicted in meth-related cases, more than $2 million worth of pseudoephedrine used to manufacture meth. James Robert Everson Jr., also known as Bimbo, was one of the guys indicted. Let's see. Among his compatriots here is Claire John Esterbrook Jr., also known as Homie.
Homie.
Homie, you've been indicted in a meth-related case worth more than $2 million of pseudoephedrine.
So he was saying how he was, this guy now is 65, and I think he was like, what, 10 or 11 or something, 13? I don't know.
He says 15 years old in 1972, yeah.
So the other guy, the army guy, had to have been like 20-something.
So he would be 70 now.
Yeah.
Well, no, he says he's 65 now. So it has been 50 years. So
he's about 70 or 80 years old, probably.
Yeah, it's gonna be 70 plus. Yeah. Okay. So
and no website. How embarrassing for this guy.
That sucks. Can't find him. Bad SEO on this guy. I do see some guys by that name who have died, but I don't think it's our guy. Maybe it's this guy, John Everson, the VP of HMG Strategy, used to work at Dish Network. Could that be our guy?
Maybe.
Dish Network, not even that good of a network. I mean, sorry, but it's not. It's not. It's not that good. Sorry, DirecTV is better.
I've never known anyone with DirecTV or Dish Network, so I can't weigh in on that.
Oh, wow. Broke boy. that is to find my dear American friend, John Everson. Tremendous content. The next one I've got for you, Mike, is called Healing Natural Magnetic Black Sand Therapy Pillow. Where have
Let's
you
go.
Been all my life? I need
Let's
this
go.
For my asshole. I was sharing with you earlier, my ass hurts. My ass is having a lot of hurt right now due to the chair I'm sitting in. And maybe this black sand will be the ticket, because the black sand is the stuff that's like in these little toys, but I'm struggling to think of it. A Woolly Willy. Is that what this is? Basically a Woolly Willy.
I think so. Yeah. It's the magnetic bullshit. So
those are just like iron shavings, right?
Yeah. But they, relieve stress, JF, due to the
particles,
and it's a healing effect in general.
It's a
cardiovascular, musculoskeletal things.
No
that does.
Hold up. No shit. Yep. It's going to affect my musculoskeletal.
Oh yeah. Big time. Big time.
Damn. Okay. All right, pimp. Let's see what the video has to say on this. Well, it's okay. So it's 18 seconds. I mean, look, there's gotta be a middle ground between 10 minutes of I missed this guy I met one time and 18 seconds of here's a brand new product to think about. You gotta come on, gang. Yeah. Well, this is in Boca Raton, so you know who this is aimed at, folks. This is aimed at our old folks who we love and respect so much.
Oh, yeah. Salute to old folks.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there for so long, guys. You're doing great. Only a little bit more left.
So unlike other sands, JF, magnetic black sand has the effect of regulating bioenergy and balancing life functions. So
yeah.
It's not just like any old regular sand that you find.
Well, it's also Point of clarification, not sand, right?
By activating the repair mechanisms in the body, your body becomes equipped against mental illnesses such as stress and depression that attack the immune system while helping to repair physical disorders caused by blood circulation irregularities. Get this thing in fucking every hospital in America. Why aren't we using this? Why isn't this on the front lines?
My guess on that, Mike, is that it's affordable and Big Pharma does not want us to have healing therapeutic pillows.
Oh, no, don't use the healing magnetic sand pillow. Have some more pills.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Open up the hatch. It's time to feed you more expensive pills that help me buy a new boat. That's what they say.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm on the hardest pillow known to man. No wonder I'm so upset all the time. What else? This is the healing dictionary here for the magnetic black sand. It activates happiness hormones. It feels upbeat. You ever have an upbeat pillow where you're kind of just like,
pop out of that bed like, that's a good ass pillow.
Can you imagine rolling out of bed and going,
that's so funny.
Not once.
Never.
Not
in
once.
Our entire lives has that ever happened. Somebody saying, another day of this. I can't wait.
Unreal. Unreal to me that's possible. I think the closest I've ever gotten is like on vacation. And it's not the kind of thing where you get up and you're like, we got so much fun stuff to do today. It's more like, I told myself I could sleep in today. And of course, there's a bird outside. That's what happens. That's when I wake up early and I'm like, I'm wide awake as soon as I wake up, you know?
Yeah.
It regulates bioenergy by creating a regulating effect in the human body. Now it says here that this is not FDA approved, which, you know, do we really care about that anymore? Seems
Who
like
cares?
We almost sort of left that behind, you know, we're past that.
These,
I think
eggheads over at the FDA think they know everything.
Yeah.
Don't let them boss you around.
It does say here this seems like an interesting claim. It has a positive effect on the following diseases, and there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of diseases here that I've never even heard of, much less have. I probably don't even have half of these different diseases. It says depression, as you mentioned earlier, hypertonic form neurosis, climacteric neurosis, neuralgia, also pediatric diseases, including spinal paralysis, rickets, birth traumas, and the curiously named ICP. Are you telling me that if I lay my little head on this pillow, I'm not going to like Secret Murder House Madness bumping on my speakers anymore? I don't know the name of one of those. I assume that's what it's called.
Well, you got it right.
Okay.
Crazy as it is.
I'm a crazy man and I got a big gun.
Yeah.
Whatever. ICP. They probably don't talk about
guns. I'm a twisted man and I like having fun. It's ICP.
Hey, but they're good guys. this seems kind of crazy. It also says that it can affect diseases which cause infertility. So I would say this maybe does deserve just a knock on the door, maybe from whatever part of the government is left to inquire about.
Is there one? I don't know.
Is anybody
doing anything?
Hey, not sure. Whenever you guys get a chance, I know you have a lot going on right now, but if you do want to look into pillow scams, apparently there's another pillow scam. What is it about pillows that there's, I guess the margin is really good. Cause you know, obviously the MyPillow guy is losing his shit, which I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the guy who went back to jail because he's so hooked on election theories? Did you see this?
No, who's that?
Okay, look at this.
I saw this video today of these guys in Arizona who went to their kid's school and were going to like zip tie the principal for making a mask mandate.
Yeah,
are you
dude.
Fucking nuts?
Yeah, they are. They're fucking psychos. I cannot believe. I can't believe what we're living
it's
in
so
right now.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
Filming just like, yourself doing it for Facebook Live. Filming yourself going into a school with huge law enforcement zip ties.
Just like a Steven Seagal looking guy standing in the principal's office like, here I am. I'm ready to citizens arrest you.
Yeah. You're going to stop doing this or I'm going to citizens arrest you. Go to work. What are you doing? Stop. Well, you'd go to go do something else. Like you should be somewhere else probably, right?
You know what fucking drives me even crazier? Is that they were allowed to walk home and go about their business after
that. I didn't see that.
That.
I assume they got arrested, which is my mistake, but that's really funny.
What of the course. Fuck is going on?
So wild, man.
I'm not saying that I love when people get arrested, but can we arrest those guys maybe?
Yeah, the
can
guys
we arrest
who,
those guys who are the, walking into the school like, let's start kidnapping people? Can we do that
with,
one?
Yeah, the guys with fucking rifles. At the school, like I'm watching the children. I'm protecting the. I saw like another
fuck.
MAGA bumper sticker, save the kids # bumper sticker today. Just QAnon fucking shit. Nasty.
God,
of course,
damn it.
I performed a pit maneuver, and left him in the ditch.
My kids like walking in a big line to the library so they can read about a silly caterpillar. And there's a fucking guy with an AR-15 like, everyone relax. I'm here to arrest the principal. What the fuck?
Nobody's going to have sex with kids today. I'm here. His fucking fat gut spilling out of his airsoft vest or something.
God damn. Everything's so fucking bad. This was the thing I was talking about here. This guy, one of the guys who got arrested for the peaceful protest of January 6th, he was on a certain kind of probation. I guess here he was released from jail, and then the conditions of his release rather were that he was required not to research any more online conspiracy theories, and he was unable to keep himself away from watching the Mike Lindell symposium where he was like sitting up at the, on the table, like, I'm not going to eat lunch. I have to tell you about why everything's. So he went back to jail for that. That's to watch fun. That. I watched it in the privacy of my own home for 72 hours. And it was sure it was incredible, but just read the recap later. Fucking lunatics. Anyway, the pillow, if you're interested, is 50% off right now. Super early bird, $59, magnetic black sand pillow. I have been thinking about sort of redoing my pillow and sheet situation.
I was thinking of that, too. I got a couple of lumpy ones in there and one flat one, and I'm juggling through them, and I think that's a source of why I can't sleep at night sometimes. It's just not comfortable.
Yeah. Mine don't match is my issue. There's no size uniformity among the pillows because you just get them over time. You just accumulate one pillow, but you're on the one pillow a year plan. You know,
Mike Lindell was right. He had the subscription set up. He was right all along.
So I don't know. What was that fucking called? The healing. I mean, Jesus Christ, 108. This is one. Maybe we throw in the report deck. We maybe need to. I mean, come on, you can't be saying
it
this
helps
kind of stuff.
With my arthritis.
God, that's not okay to say. $118 of 100,000 fixed goal, 17 days left. Okay, well, they're not going to get anything anyway, so whatever. But great scam. Mike, what do you got next?
This is called Mems. It's a meme sharing app, JF. It's number
love
one
it already.
Meme app. Like, comment, share memes that are user generated. And I honestly cannot believe that this has the amount that it has. It's an insignificant amount, I guess, but
yeah,
I honestly can't believe it has that much because it is such a stupid ass idea.
It seems like one of these comes around pretty frequently now. Yeah. This one does, they did manage to make like a GIF on here, which is more than most of them do. Cause most of them are just text that say, I want to share memes with my friends. Basically is what they say.
We're going to build the largest database of memes on the planet.
You kind of let those go by because you think either this is a kid or this is someone who has the mind of a kid. So it doesn't really, it's not all that interesting. But the fact that this is from Norway, where I don't think there are any kids there. So I think we're okay to make fun of this one. And they create a video as well. Like, that's beyond a lot of the people who need to share memes really bad. Let's see what he says.
Creating a project to develop the future number one meme app on iOS and hopefully Android in a later timeline. This will be the place to discover the latest memes for sharing and to grow your meme collection. We are already a small team of developers. But since this project is so big and we aim to be the best app, we are hiring more people to help bring it across the finish line.
When we wow, that guy has a lot of money in his hand.
Development will start.
Wow.
Must be a good app. He's throwing the money.
We hope to get some of our funding from here on Kickstarter.
Okay,
that's
weird.
It. That's it. Weird. Hell cuts. Of a video. Hell of a video.
Here's my take on memes everyone was waiting for. tell me if I'm wrong about this. This is my understanding of memes. The only reason that a meme is funny is because of the context and the relevance that it already has when you see it and are using it. So, like, you might want to be, and I don't communicate this way, but you might want to be talking to your friends, and you say, the thing we're talking about right now reminds me of something else that I already know about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go grab a picture of that from Google or whatever, and then that, and then you'll see the relevance to what we're talking about. That's sort of the meme, like whether it's a GIF or an image, or there's text transposed onto either one. You can just go grab it and put it on there. But the thing that these meme apps seem to suppose is that you would like to simply look at completely context-free memes that have nothing to do with anything. So you could just type in, like, Michael Scott, and it's Michael Scott reacting to, like, the dog show winner or, like, the weather outside. And you just have to think, like, I hope one of these is applicable to what's going on with me right now.
I don't understand it either. I'm not a meme guy. I don't get it. I don't fuck with it. But these people just love, it's a certain, like, brain chemical that I don't have, that Elon Musk guys and stuff just have in spades, because it's just how they communicate, and they just love it, you know? I was looking at some random promoted post about Bitcoin or something, and I was going to tell the guy to fuck off, but it already had like 20 or some replies. And of course the replies were all like guys doing Doge meme posts and stuff. I was like, fuck, can you fucking drink poison or something? Can you fucking go away? Like, go sit in your fucking garage with the car running or something. Just fucking fuck off.
Well,
dude.
I mean, they're clean fuel, so
just nasty.
I know. I don't understand it, but it still seems like to me, you could just get your own. You come up with you have to do the thing, maybe just because I'm a creative person. You create the meme and you make it funny by imbuing it with meaning yourself. It doesn't already have the meaning that you find funny. Although you're just laughing at the picture or whatever from another, from a TV, it's a TV show. Let's be honest. It's a fucking TV show is what you're laughing at. So you're just laughing at the TV show. You're not laughing at the meme, right?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Just watch the show. Just watch the fucking show.
Remember when that guy laughed on the TV show?
Yeah. Let's go watch it together now, like friends. Let's hold hands and watch this. I just don't. Okay. Well, let's look at all the funny names for the tiers you can have on here. Well, $2, it's Mims, Nigerian Prince. That's funny. $4, Netflix and chill. Doesn't mean anything. No meaning.
Somebody was saying that maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah.
For a little while, and then they stopped saying it.
$6, 420, 69, nice. What is that? It's not even, $6 is not even, it's €5, $6. None of it is the number that they're even referencing. $12 is the Doge. Okay, this is the only one that says anything you get. You get a pro account. You get a pro upgrade on your account, which means you get no ads, and you can upvote or downvote memes with a 3-to-1 ratio.
Oh, wow, that's cool. And then for €15, you got shirtless Putin.
Okay.
Guess so, yeah.
That's good.
You got Sam Storm for $20.
Yep. Duckface. Chuck Norris. Star Wars Kid is $60. Harambe is
$90.
Harambe
level. Oh, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
Fucking typing in the credit card.
I need it. Well, for €1,000, you get the Poggers level. It says, you, my sir, madam, are insane. How can we thank you enough? You will receive all the benefits mentioned above, a moderator role on the app, plus a special thank you on our supporters page. You are way too rich if you are doing this, by the way, Poggers. Boy, that takes the wind out of your sails, man. That really
1,000
does.
Easily double as depressing as the fucking I need to find my friend from 50 years ago.
I know.
1,000 of 12,000. 20 backers, 21 days.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Maybe if this itself becomes a meme, it will be valuable for some reason. I mean, that seems to be the only way things work. If it's so stupid that somehow it's not stupid anymore, maybe that will.
Yeah, fucking went around the swings at.
Maybe that'll help somehow. I don't know, man. That, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for your input, memes. They can't even call it memes. Okay. Last one I got for you, Mike, is called Sex City. Adult video. Hey, maybe we should move to Sex City.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Inspired by graphic novels, we were developing an open world experience, action, narrative, and above all, sexy girls throughout the game. The experience we want to tell will be through a story mode. For my money, Mike, best way to tell a story is through story mode. I think that rocks. Your decisions will affect the end of the game. They're going to test Unreal Engine 5 here. Hopefully it can hold up to the task of animating boobies. And yeah, maybe butts too. I don't know, gang. That could be a stretch goal. There could be sexy butts in this. The game is going to be action. Okay. Inspired by the GTA saga, which I'm reading to mean they will be ripping off GTA in every way.
Just an identical copy or something. Includes a complete story with a cast for the voices in English and translations. You'll play as Michael, a 28-year-old boy. A 28-year-old boy whose goal is to become a millionaire. He has no scruples to look for illicit ways to do it, but as he advances in the game, his strength will begin to fall with the love of one of the girls in the game. What?
Oh, is this a dating game? Is this one of the novels where you try to whack off?
You can maybe blast people in it.
Okay. Wow. Scroll down here. It looks like they're using Unreal Engine 5 to render this woman's long-ass fucking cigarette. Jesus Christ. Get a longer cigarette. What are you doing? How long are you going to smoke that fucking thing? Christ.
It's my all-day cigarette.
That is an obscene cigarette length, ma'am. The experience will be available initially on PC. We hope to be able to offer a direct-to-Android system in iOS. Now, that's the mark of a good game, is when it can be both on PC and your phone. This is going to be an awesome experience, I think. Combat and shooting system, heist system, custom missions, economy, action scenes, interactive erotic scenes.
Oh, hello.
You know what that means.
I saw this Kotaku article the other day. It was about this mod that some guy made for Skyrim that makes it not run. And it got pulled from the mod store or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And the guy who made the mod put it on this other mod forum that's just chock full of like porno for Skyrim. So there's like sex scenes and stuff. There's like little games that people have programmed with like, some of it's pretty nasty, champ. Some of it's not great.
You ever download some of that shit? Check it out.
I thought when Skyrim and stuff first came out and people were doing like mods for like the horses. I found this a long time ago. People were doing like realistic horse pussy mods for Skyrim and stuff in like 4K resolution. And I was like, well, this is obviously as far as we're going to go with it. But no, they just fucking surprised you and made like a full on like a torture BDSM mini game and stuff.
All right.
Just go jack off to something, okay?
It cannot be worth it to program.
There's
that.
No way that that's better than just squeezing your thing, you know, and getting it over with. There's no way that's better.
I mean, putting up the big pros and cons chart of developing hyper-realistic horse pussy texture mod for 25-year-old game versus yanking your shit for 5 minutes and getting on with your day. I mean, I don't know how it's even a contest.
I'm going with B.
We know you got to get that shit out of you. We know that. You cannot function with that shit in you. Get it out.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a better way than sitting down and fucking...
I didn't do the QuickTime event fast enough. I didn't, so I can't spooge myself or whatever the fuck.
Do you think in your lifetime you'll ever fuck like a robot?
I hope so.
I gotta do too.
You know,
what do we do? What are we destroying the earth for if we're not eventually gonna get some cyber tang? I just don't.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. You know, Elon put the guy in the suit and was like, hey, look at me. I'm kind of a robot. You can pretend if I was a robot or whatever.
Fucking that guy.
I'll fuck that guy. He looks good.
Is this one of the ones you can...
Put it in fuck mode, please. I'll take it out back.
This guy also made another Kickstarter here. App to detect depression suicide prevention. So it's like suicide prevention app or something.
Hey, I would actually say these are the same project. same idea here.
Anyway.
Well, that's weird, huh?
It is what it is. It takes all kinds, JF. It takes all kinds.
Yeah, it does. $293 of 2,569, 15 backers. 30 days to go. I think, you know what, even if we don't get to fuck robots, I think I would settle for being able to project into a 3D environment where you think you're fucking a robot, right?
Yeah. You can trick my brain. It's fine. Doesn't matter.
I think that would be okay, too. Did you ever see that show? I think it was a Canadian show, actually. Maybe Dan remembers it. Reboot? You ever see that show where it's like Tron for kids?
Yeah. Reboot.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You could do that. Right? You put on the headset and you hop in there and you're in the cyber world and everyone looks like
you're fucking Virtua Megabyte. Fighter.
Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be cool. If we don't get to fuck a robot, at least I'm gonna come on one before I die. I swear to God.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not gonna stop me.
Rolling you over in your fucking hospital bed. Nutting off
that,
the side.
Bring that fucking vacuum in here. Bring that little Roomba in here. One last nut.
1033 Industries is the next one, Mike. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. I just went there. I told him what we're doing next.
That's fine. This is creating new garments and gear to fill the voids not satisfied by the current industry.
Oof.
Is what it says.
Yikes. Okay, this is cop wear.
Yeah, this is a clothing line by some cops and stuff, so I thought it was pretty funny.
Don't you guys get clothes from the government already? What do you need?
Yeah, you guys
what
have you a need? Uniform, shirt, they give you pants, I think.
God damn it. Have you ever seen the cops that their uniform is a t-shirt?
Yeah, the cops who, like, try to be... like undercover, but they're wearing like a blank ball cap or something. It's like, oh, another fan of blank ball caps. And you pull those out.
Hey, I think we're going to be good this year, man. Let's play this video. Yeah, we've heard this song before. It sucks.
God, I hate this fucking song. I tried to find it the other day, but there's no way to search for it. But it's like...
You Shazam this?
I mean, it's everywhere.
So this is the process of, I guess, making a shirt?
Yeah, they're doing some sewing, some ironing. You can see the stitching there. It's like a good quality shirt.
What kind of hems we got? Okay, that looks... Okay, kind of a weird turtleneck situation. And no voices whatsoever on that. Okay, yeah. So what is 1033? Does that mean something? No, does that mean something stupid to cops? Like officer down or something?
Yeah, probably.
Ugh.
Stupid.
Come on. All right, what does it say? Where 1033 stands out from many other companies is we are not just a tactical tactical clothing. Come on.
They're making what's called an alpha base layer. 1033 Industries is proud to present the alpha base layer, ABL. Call me when it's ABDL. I wear a diaper. The ABL is great for spring, fall, and areas with mild winters. It's supposed to go under your shirt, you know? So
this is like what Under Armour started out as, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't they also go psycho? I mean, aren't they also like a bunch of freaks at Under Armour as well? Or am I mistaken?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Oh, anything about those folks.
Sorry to our friends at the Under Armour Corporation if they're not, in fact, total psychos. I feel like
that's our bad.
Yeah, I read that in a book. It's been designed with law enforcement or military in mind and uses two different types of material through the base layer. The arms and neck are made of a double-sided spandex material of heavier weight to help provide warmth to those areas, while still being moisture-wicking and abrasion-resistant. The core, torso, is made of a much lighter polyester spandex to help shed moisture and stay as breathable as possible. Boy, you just know these cops smell good and all that spandex, too. You know? Mm.
They tried to launch this once before in, like, January, but funding was unsuccessful. They were asking for...
First time ever cops have had not enough funding. That's kind of my John Stewart joke on this. He wouldn't say that either. Whoever is the new guy that's like that. Body armor doesn't breathe and is hot, so we designed the ABL to work with the armor instead of against it. Okay, so it goes under the armor. It makes you not feel so sweaty and uncomfortable when you're wearing your body armor to pull people over for going 5 miles over the speed limit.
I'm upset because I'm all sweaty. Time to beat you with the handle of my gun.
God damn it. Mock neck, crew neck, and women's fit, which will have a few other small add-ons, including thumb holes. Ladies, it's thumb hole time! enjoy that. We know how you ladies love your thumb holes. So, 1033 Industries, check that out. How much does this shit cost for a performance t-shirt? Oh, it's $50 for a t-shirt. Come on now. Even Macklemore wouldn't pay that price. You kidding me?
It's performance wear, though. It's not a regular shirt.
No, you're right. By the way, 1033 means officer needs help.
So, does it for real?
It actually does, yeah.
That rocks.
So now they are helping officers by getting them some nice spandex clothes to wear under their body armor that protects them.
1033
Thank you so much.
Industries was started by current law enforcement officers who were dissatisfied with the current quality of apparel and gear available. I'm just not happy with this fucking quality and gear.
Of course you're not. You sure there's anything else you're not happy with, officer? I'm going to take it out on everybody else.
All the funding in the world, driving around a town with a population of 60 in a fucking Abrams tank,
yeah,
saying, I feel, this is too sweaty for me.
I hate these fuckers. Okay, well, I guess you can support the cops if you want to. That's fine. It's America, personal choice. $111 pledged to $5,500 for backers 18 days ago. I'll personally just be buying a bunch of Under Armour tech. I've heard that they're good people, so I'm going to be buying some of that stuff and wearing it under my body armor. trying to play both sides here. Hopefully it works.
Maybe they'll only listen to half of it or something.
All right, gang, that was the six pack. We got time for one more segment on the show. It's something we like to call That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin. Send a C37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang, we got an email here from Amelia, who writes in and says, I found this note folded up on a seat in a Portland airport. Sorry, in Portland airport, not A. There's probably only one. I know Portland is the big city, but there's probably only one airport there. Easily one of the most mind-boggling things I've ever read. And I'm pretty sure the fact that I decided to keep it is the reason my flight was delayed by 2 hours. Now, let's look at this note here, Mike. This note is written on a paper towel that you would get out of the bathroom, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah, this is one of those tri-fold paper towels or whatever.
Yeah, try and fold it, motherfucker, and see what happens. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the note. It says, the note is written like this. Hi, so here's the story. Dishwasher malfunction led me to get syringe out of disposal box in men's room to remove air from sanitizer line. And this is where I would pause and say,
dishwasher malfunction led me to get a syringe out of the disposal box. Who calls it that? In men's room to remove air from sanitizer line. Using a used syringe, a needle syringe to fucking clear.
They go in the box. Don't they also go in the box in a way where you can't reach in? So what did you use to open up? using another dirty needle to open the dirty needle box to get. How do you go in there? It closes like a UPS box. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, this says I was stuck by an uncapped needle.
Oh.
Management knows. Four people. Accident report filed. Blood drawn. Wear gloves. Retest in 6 weeks. Then 6 months. That's about HIV. In about a week, I'll know about Jesus. Hepatitis and or something else. They mentioned. Something else they mentioned. I'll know about hepatitis something and like some whatever else. I don't know.
God.
But you know how these doctors are throwing these terms at you and shit all day long.
Such a casual way to do this and then to write it on the thing and then
sign it.
Where were you going also? You're in the airport. Where were you?
And then
what the fuck?
And then signing it. Love. Love. That rocks.
Well, best of luck. I hope everything is okay with both that person and everyone who was there.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I don't know.
You got to stay away from the.
Hey, mommy, my pop tastes like hepatitis. Mommy.
Fucking guy. My pop.
Jesus Christ. Also, four people in management. There's your fucking problem. What the hell? Weird.
Hey guys, was just listening to the latest episode and Jesse went on the Bed Bath & Beyond rant. First of all, great rant. But second of all, here in Australia, we don't have Bed Bath & Beyond. It's called Bed Bath & Table. So wondering if maybe you could do a rant on Table. Thanks for the show. Bye.